You're listening to Ask Me Another from NPR and WNYC. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and with me is our one-man house band, Jonathan Coulton, and our puzzle guru, John Chinesky. And please welcome our contestants, Rachel Braylow and Candace Higham. So what kind of music do you remember playing in your house when you were growing up, Candace?
My mother was big into Led Zeppelin. So there was a lot of Led Zeppelin.
Really?
And my father was Janis Joplin, Creedence Clearwater Revival, and The Doors.
Okay, that's a very cool household. I got Zamfir. Rachel.
So similarly to the previously mentioned music, that as well, but all those things.
Yes.
But most frequently, The Grateful Dead was big. Yeah. And also my little sister playing violin, kind of like hacking out the Bach double. Really was what it was, and you were smiling, but
no, it was not good.
No.
But they were playing Zeppelin and the Dead.
And the Dead.
So both of your parents were like, "Hi, growing up." This game is called Rickrolling. Jonathan, I hope you're never going to let me down.
I am not. I'm never going to give you up. Nor will I run around. Nor will I desert you.
Thank you.
This game is going to feature Rick Astley's classic song, Never Gonna Give You Up. We have altered the lyrics so that they are about other famous, real, or fictional people named Rick. All you have to do is buzz in and tell us which Rick we are talking about. And the winner, of course, will move on to our Ask Me One More final round at the end of the show. Are you ready?
Sure.
Okay. I'm sorry that you have to hear the song a lot.
I'm no stranger to fun. My first big song was called You and I. I wore long hair cause I was such a hunk. Even off stage I was a super freaky guy.
Candace.
Rick James.
Oh yeah, Rick James.
He wore long hair because he was such a hunk.
He was such a hunk. Everybody loved him.
Oh, a hunk.
This actor still makes you swoon. You love the Ricker, but you're too shy to say it. You watched him grow up with a silver spoon. Had his own Pac-Man and he loved to play it.
Candace.
Rick Schroeder.
Rick Schroeder is right.
I like that you refer to him as his older years name.
Yeah, not Ricky.
Yeah, not Ricky. You're like Rick Schroeder. That's when he was mature.
He's an adult.
Yeah, that's when he wasn't sleeping in a race car bed anymore.
This is a game about Rick, Ophira. It's a game about Rick.
That's right.
Not Ricky.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I understand everything about you.
Accurately, sure.
Accurately.
I am always with you on your TV. Mostly on the Nick at Night. And I'm gonna play those drums. And I'm gonna lead the band. And I'm gonna tell my Lucy I love you.
Rachel?
Ricky Ricardo.
Ricky Ricardo, yeah. Or Rick Ricardo, as he was known.
Yes, Rick.
Later.
I know. When he was older, he was known as Rick Ricardo.
Much older, Rick Ricardo.
How did it feel stepping out of your own convention?
You know, you got me. You got me good. You got me.
Spent the 80s in a new wave band. Then got famous on the BBC. On The Office, I'm an awful man. I'm David Brent, and you've seen me on TV.
Rick.
Yes, Rachel.
Rick or Ricky Gervais?
That's right. Rick, quote, Ricky Gervais is correct. I gotta tell you, I don't know how Rick Astley does it, singing in that stupid voice all the time. Starting to sort of blow it out on my end over here.
I just want to tell you how I'm feeling. Guess I feel bad cause I shrunk the kids. But I'm gonna bust those ghosts. And I'm gonna flint those stones. And I'm gonna space those balls and Schwartz you.
Candace.
Rick Moranis.
Yeah, that's right. I'm going to space those balls and Schwartz you. Doesn't make any sense at all. This is your last question.
I got my big break week as Tracy turned black. Then John Waters said, "You're my star, so I'm gonna dance on air. And I'm gonna spray my hair. Then I'm gonna lose some weight and surprise you."
Ricky Lake.
Ricky Lake, yeah. Surprise!
Surprise!
It's me, Ricky Lake.
You didn't know because I've lost weight.
Surprise. John Chinesky, what happened in that game?
What happened was we have a tie.
Whoa. Oh, my goodness.
And here's your tiebreaker question. Name one of the two Republican Ricks who ran for U.S. president in 2012. Rachel.
Rick Santorum?
Rick Santorum is correct. You're our winner, Rachel. Congratulations.